This is the Gib of the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Yes, heaven. We're in heaven. Yes, this is the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105. I'm Greg, and I have a plethora of DJs in the room with me tonight, and we're going to be playing all 78 RPM gramophone records on the theme of heaven and godly kind of things.
This is part one of the show, and it was first broadcast in October 2011.
So I'd like to welcome to the studio El Nino for the second time. Hello,
Hello
Nino.
Greg, how are you doing? Nice to be here again.
Ah, fantastic to have you here. And for the first time in the Cambridge 105 studios, he's just stepping up to the mic. It's DJ Flutter, otherwise known as Tony Higgins. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Greg. Nice to be here, man.
Yeah, good. And they've brought some really cracking gospel and heavenly songs. And, of course, stalwart at the decks is DJ Darren Hart. Hello, Darren.
Well, I'm in, evening, Greg. We're in prime wind-up mode at the moment because one of the decks doesn't appear to be working properly.
Oh, dear, okay. We seem to have a problem with one of the right-hand deck. I don't know why it keeps on going wrong. Last week we got it working, but never mind. Yeah. So, anyway, the second choice... that, by the way, the first choice was Fred Astaire, of course, with Cheek to Cheek. But we chose it, not because it had heaven in this title, because it didn't, but because it started off with heaven. I'm in heaven. And we're always in heaven when we've got our shellac with us. So, Tony, tell us about this this next track that you've chosen. What's it called?
It's called Packing Up by the famous Ward Singers.
and they were a real popular all-female singing group in the 50s, the golden age of gospel. And this sold about a million copies in the US in the mid-50s.
Right, excellent. So let's have a listen to it. Darren, take it away. Whoa, I believe, hallelujah, fantastic stuff there, Tony. Great way to start the show. Now it's time for El Nino's choice. So what have you got on the deck, sir, this time, Nino?
Greg, I've brought this one in. We're doing heaven, obviously, on this show, and this one's related to heaven. It's called, Sing You Sinners. All about sinning.
Yes.
And it's by a woman called Valeda, which right. I think is Valeda Snow.
Yes, and it is.
It doesn't give me too much being on this.
She's a trumpet player too, wasn't she, Valeda Snow?
I think she was a trumpet player. I think you could be right there. I'm not sure myself. But I do believe that she has some sisters with the same name.
Maybe.
I can't remember. Someone was telling me that there's a whole bunch of them.
A whole load of Valedas.
A whole bunch of Valedas. And this is just one of them.
Right.
So she'll just give it a whirl and see what it sounds like, eh?
Yeah, fantastic.
Music, found that devil stick. Oh, you wicked and you're afraid. And when you've all misbehaved. Alan, if you want to be saved, wing you sinners. Come on, boys, atmosphere's just warm. I want it to get plenty hot. Yes, man. Wing, that's the thing to do. Wing, anything troubles you. Wing, and you can't be blue. It's good for you. Wing, no matter what they say. Wing, if it's night or day. Wing, you'll keep young and gay. Ha! It's good for you. Oh, when old blues come down, you don't have to frown. You don't keep a need of things. Just bring out boys, let the freedom ring. Oh, it's winging everywhere. Oh, now you're doing your stuff. Oh, turn the hose on me, boys, I'm burning up. Swing on, boys.
That was Tinsley's Washboard Band there with In the Amen Corner. Fantastic stuff. And before that, we had one from El Nino, and that was called Swing You Sinners by Valida. So there we go. Yes, now then, Darren, it's your turn to have it one is. On the deck. So what have you chosen for us?
Now, this next lady, I first heard Mark Lamar playing her on the radio about 3 or 4 years ago, and then when we started doing the Shellac shows...
Everybody was playing.
Everybody was playing her. And obviously I had to go out and buy a few of the 78s. I was talking, of course, about Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Fantastic.
And there was a great TV documentary about her a few years.
Yeah, on
year
BBC
ago,
Four.
On BBC
yeah,
Four.
Yeah,
and she was
about this time last year.
It was about this time last year. She was kind of rock and roll before rock and roll was really invented. I think she had a lifestyle and a half.
She was certainly rocking gospel.
Definitely,
let's put it that way.
And
anybody who gets married in front of 80,000 people in a
and
stadium
sells tickets for it.
She does it for the money. Guys.
But this,
she's also Lucky Melinda. Wasn't she Lucky Melinda's?
She was Lucky Melinda's vocalist.
She was for a bit.
Well.
Yeah. She lost a bit of her faithful few when she did that. But never mind.
But
they all came.
It made her famous.
Yeah.
So this one issued here in the UK in Brunswick in the '50s. Here's Sister Rosetta Tharpe and God Don't Like It.
Uh-huh.
You say you done cut whiskey out. Let you have a little wine. But yet most everybody get on it drunk. They must be drinking moonshine. But God don't like it. I know I'm so glad he don't like it. I know it ain't you glad he don't like it. I know it's a scandalous and a shame. But they tell me that this yellow corn will make the very best kind. But you sure better turn that corn into bread and stop that drinking moonshine, because God don't like it. I know I'm so glad he don't like it. I know, thank God, he don't like it. I know it's a scandalous and a shame. Brother, if your name is in the church and you drink God's holy wine, you sure can't walk those golden streets or staggle all up in moonshine, cause God don't like it. I know I'm so glad he don't like it. I know ain't you glad he don't like it. I know it's a scandalous and a shame. It's going to be lost if it keep on like it's going. It's getting so we can't have a little church for the preachers drinking moonshine, but God don't like it. I know I'm so glad he don't like it. I know it ain't you glad he don't like it. I know it's a scandalous and a shame. Some men won't pay their honest debt. They let house rent get behind. They draw their money once a week and they drink it all up moonshine, but God don't like it. I know I'm so glad he don't like it. I know it ain't you glad he don't like it. I know it's a scandalous and a shame. I know you don't like my song. I done made it up in my mind. I won't take back not a word I say, cause I sure don't drink moonshine, cause God don't like it. I know I'm so glad he don't like it. I know, and ain't you glad he don't like it. I know, it's a scandalous and a shame.
Take a break from the digital revolution with Greg as he devours a year of prime vinyl every Wednesday lunchtime, 12 till 2, here on Cambridge 105. And as a filling in his vinyl sandwiches, he'll be highlighting as many local events and what's on as he can cram in. To kick the series off this week, Greg plays some of his favourite 45s from the year 1970. It's Plastic Fantastic. That's Greg's Vinyl Lunchbox, this Wednesday from 12 p.m.
She taught me to pray while I was young.
Yes, another rocking gospel there, one from Tony. What one was that one then, Tony?
That, Greg, was Goldie Haynes, That Great Judgment Day.
Ah, yeah, that was released over here, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yeah. That's on Capitol 78, and she was a contemporary of Sister Rosetta, and that lovely sort of syncopated vocal, really yeah. rhythmic style, I love it.
Fantastic stuff. Oh, thanks very much for letting us that one. Right, Nino, your turn up. What have you got this time?
Well, I've got something on Volcalion label, which I think it's probably late 30s, would you say?
That looks 30s. Like sort of 38, 39.
Well, it's a classic song. Many people have recorded it. It's called Old Man Moe's.
Right.
The vocalist is Yes Yes Girl.
The Yes Yes, Yes Girl.
Yes Yes Girl.
Yes Yes.
I've only got a few of her records.
Yeah, they're all good, actually.
I haven't heard a bad one yet. Actually, both sides on this are
yes,
great.
Yes Yes Yes.
So let's do it. Yes Yes okay. Girl, here we come.
Thank you. Oh, the sun shines bright on the fields of white, and the birds make music all day. I'm in a way down south in heaven, heaven, where the grass is tall and your cares are small as a lane of roses you spray. I'm in a way down south in heaven, my heaven, where the fireflies lighten up the skies when the evening is born, and the whippoorwills from the distant hills wake you up every morn. When they say hello, and they mean hello, and you get that longing to stay, I mean away down south in heaven.
Yes, there we go. Justin Ring with Way Down South in Heaven. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105, live from the Guardia Street studios in the middle of Cambridge. And this is Greg speaking, and we've got in the studio Darren Hart, who's playing with the decks at the moment, trying to get them working. We have now got the second deck working, thanks to a bit of intervention from Nino. And as well as Nino, I've also got DJ Flutter, a.k.a. Tony Higgins. And the next one is one of yours, isn't it, again, Tony?
What's this one? It's another one on the Savoy label by the Selah Jubilee Singers, one of those vocal quartets who sort of dominated the golden age of gospel after the war.
Excellent.
And it's a really... The way they use their voices in this is fantastic. Just the layering and the sort of connection between the members is really good. If you listen that carefully, how they all work together, it's fantastic.
And what's this one called?
This is called Whosoever Will.
Fantastic.
Oh, who never will now? Oh, yes, well, who never will let him come? Oh, yes, who never will let him come? Oh, yes, let him dream.
Mark, you've worked live on stage with Kipper the Cat, but what do you think of his radio show?
It's brilliant. That's all I've got to say. It's brilliant. Although when I say brilliant, what I mean is it's quite good, which basically means not too bad. And not too bad is really comparing it to everything else on the radio now that I'm not on, which is all rubbish. So basically what I'm saying is it's better than rubbish.
Right. Yeah, so thanks, Mark, for that ringing endorsement. Tune in to the Kipper the Cat show. It's better than rubbish.
Just a bit.
It's a bit better than rubbish. Marvellous.
High up on a windy hill stands an old log cabin still. That's the place where I used to dwell. Now just about a year ago, when the ground was thick with snow, something happened, listen while I tell. I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man Mose. I met him once, I met him twice, I've never been so scared in my life. Oh, that ghost of old man Mose. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all the things that I don't want to know. He's the meanest ghost in town, when he laughs the walls come down, that ghost of old man Mose. All was quiet, the house was still, suddenly the room was chill, a muffled knock knock sounded in my ear. No one there, well what do you know, just some footprints in the snow, brother, I was petrified with fear. Cause I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man Moe. I fell right down too scared to stand, someone touched me on the hand, oh, that ghost of old man Moe. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all the things that I don't want to know. That guy's got the coldest touch, and that's enough, but that's too much, that ghost of old man Moe. Chairs and tables floated round, couldn't move, was muscle bound, felt like Daniel in the lion's den. Suddenly, an awful clang through the old log cabin rang. Moe had kicked the bucket once again. I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man Moe. I heard a noise like rifle fire, then my teeth began to tire. Oh, that ghost of old man Moe. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all things that I don't want to know. Ghostly cackles in my ear, man, I must get out of here from that ghost of old man Moe. Gradually before my eyes, a ghostly form materialized, the figure of an old man with a frown. He gave one of his eerie cackles, boy, that freed me of my shackles. I was up and on my way to town, cause I'd met the ghost of old man, I'd met the ghost of old man, I'd met the ghost of old man Moe. Chills were running down my back as I made for the railroad track. From that ghost of old man Moe. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all the things that I don't want to know. If you're looking for a cabin, mine's there just for the having with the ghost of old man Moe. Don't look now, but who's that standing behind you? The ghost of old man Moe.
Oh, fantastic stuff. The ghost of old man Moe's. That's one of yours, Nino.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd throw that one in since we had the old man Moe's earlier on.
Indeed. And that, who was that doing that one?
That was Jeff Gold on vocals.
Jeff Love.
Jeff Love. Sorry, not Jeff Gold. That was actually, the band was Harry Gold.
Harry Gold, yeah. And it's Pieces of Eight. I think they were.
Pieces of Eight, you're
pieces
correct.
Of eight. Pieces of Eight. Pieces of Eight.
Absolutely, on Decca label there.
Marvellous.
It's a bit of a novelty thing, but
well, still. I think I've got to follow it up with a bit of... bit of Golden Gate Quartet, and this one is called Ride On, Moses.
Well, ride on, Moses, ride on, King Emmanuel, ride on, Moses. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Why don't you ride on, Moses,
ride on, King Emmanuel, ride on, Moses. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Now Satan's mad and I am glad.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
He missed the soul he thought he had.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
I want to go to heaven and I want to go right.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Well, I want to go to heaven all dressed in white.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Now ride on, Moses,
ride on, King Emmanuel, ride on, Moses. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Why don't you ride on,
ride, ride on, King Emmanuel, ride on, Moses. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Well, Well, I've been traveling all day.
I want to go to heaven in the morning
to hear the good folks sing and pray.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
They prayed so long I could not wait.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
I know the good Lord would pass this way.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Why don't you ride on?
Well, well,
ride
on. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Why don't you ride, 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 ride
on King Emmanuel, ride on Moses. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Well, there's one thing that I can't see.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
There's somebody always talking about me.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Well, I went in the valley to have a little prayer.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Well, when I got there, old Satan was there.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Why don't you
ride on?
Will you
ride on King Emmanuel? Ride on Moses. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Good Lord, ride, ride,
ride on King Emmanuel. Ride on Moses.
I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Yes, fantastic. There, that's the Golden Gate Quartet with Ride on Moses. Do you like that one, Tony?
I love that one, Greg. It's fantastic.
From about the mid-50s, something like that. And the Golden Gate Quartet was one of those gospel bands that spawned a lot of really big doo-wop stars and soul singers like Sam Cooke, Billy Ward, and a few others as well. So, nice band. And if you ever see any of their 78s out there in listener land, buy them, because they're amazing. Anyway, your choice now, Tony. What have you got next?
Right, I've got another one on the Savoy label.
You seem to like that label.
It seems to be my favourite gospel label at the moment. This is the Stars of Faith, and it's called Mean Old World. It's quite a slow, beautifully languorous number, actually, compared to the previous ones I played tonight. And I love the use of the Hammond organ in this. You see what I mean when they play it? It's just beautifully dreamy washes of Hammond organ over the vocals. And it's an amazing vocal performance, and it just like draws you in. It's fantastic.
All right, let's take it away.
No, this is a mean old world. Don't care.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nice. And that one was from Nino. And who was that?
Well, we all guessed that one, surely. That's got to be the late, great Louis Armstrong. And quite an unusual record.
I've never seen that one before.
It took me a while to find, actually, I've got to say. It wasn't one of these that you should come
across.
It's
not a British pressing, is it, that? What is it?
It's on Odeon, which is a French pressing.
Yeah.
And the track was called Lord, You Made the Night Too Long.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning record.
Very atmospheric, that one.
Very much so. It gives me shivers every time I listen to that.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Now, a little pause, a moment silence, because we're going to dedicate this one now, because today is what, Darren?
It's 7 years to the day that John Peel sadly passed away.
Yes, and if it hadn't been for John Peel, really, I don't think myself or DJ 78 would have got into DJing with 78.
No.
And because John used to play a 78 every night on his show, and I was one of the people privileged enough to be able to supply him with some records that he played on the show. And so this one's dedicated to him. It's 7 years to the day since he died. And this is one of the very last records he played as a 78 on the John Peel show. And after this little jingle, we'll play it.
Bit of a treat. Well, they all are. There's another one down to Greg from Foxton.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Our
out of the mist, your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple color curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight time.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
You know he said it would be my comfort.
Said it would be my God.
Well, I looked at my hand and my hand was glued down at my feet. They did too.
Yeah. Ever since that wonderful day, we've so been satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
You know he said it would be my comfort now.
Said it would be my God.
Well, I looked at my hand and my hand looked new down at my feet and they did too.
Yeah.
Ever since that wonderful day, we've so been satisfied.
Yeah. God moves in a mysterious ways and in a wonderfully doful form. Finds his footsteps on the scene and lines on every star.
Now I'm satisfied. Whoa, so you know he said it'd be my comfort.
Said it would be my God.
Well, I looked at my hand and my hand looked new down at my feet and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, so been satisfied.
Yeah,
satisfied.
Satisfied.
Well, I looked at my hand and my hand looked new. Down at my feet and they did too.
Yeah, ever since that wonderful day, I've been so satisfied.
Well, there's one of these months that won't be long look for me and I'll be gone.
Gone on up to glory. Sit around God's throne. See my loved mother. Shake my father's hand. Yeah, ever since that wonderful day, I've been so
satisfied.
Satisfied.
Yes,
satisfied.
Said it would be my comfort.
Said it would be my God.
Well, I looked at my hand and my hand looked blue down at my feet. Did it too.
Yeah.
Ever since that wonderful day,
I'm so satisfied.
Yeah, satisfied. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, satisfied.
Lord, I'm satisfied.
Lord, I'm satisfied.
I'm satisfied. You know he said it would be my comfort.
Said it would be my God.
Well.
Down
it. did my feet and they did too.
Yeah. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied.
Ah, oh, hallelujah. Satisfied with Jesus. And that one was from DJ Tony. So, who was that, Dave?
That was Marie Knight, and she's best known for working with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, of course. And
Nina
just told me, actually, that she went on to record some soul stuff in the 60s, which I haven't heard, so thanks for the tip-off, man. I'll check it out.
And some R&B stuff in the 50s.
Oh, well, there you go. You see, check, these we'll artists, all these artists were very versatile, so...
With a voice like that, you can do almost anything.
The thing is, with all those records, it was doing this gospel stuff that led into R&B that led to soul, wasn't it?
So it's if you took away the lyrics, a lot of the time, it's just R&B and soul and related, isn't it? It's just talking about God and Jesus, but it's just the lyrics that makes it gospel, really.
Yes, it is. Right, you're next. So what have you got to follow that?
Well, I'm going to follow it with by a woman singer called Gloria Hayes. It's called "The Truth Is in the Truth in the Gospel." It's called, and it's in a similar vein, I think. So let's fire it up and give it a go.
Let's go.
Classic there from the Penguins. A fitting end to part one of this Kip of the Cat show playing 78s on the theme of heaven. We'll be back next week with part two. Till then, goodbye now.